In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, He made us and made all things, visible and invisible. He upholds us and all things by the word of His power. Dear listening friends, the term Christian is inseparably tied with the person of Christ. It's often identified closely with human religion. Yet, Christ did not promote or establish any religion. Religions, all religions, are human institutions. They are established by sinful human beings based on human concepts and ideas. Different religious duties and obligations are prescribed by people of religion. All religions share one foundational concept. This common concept is that religious activities and efforts of whatever kind appease the desires or wants of a certain God or deity. Biblical faith, which is sometimes called Christianity, is very different. Friends, in the New Testament, the apostolic letter to believers in the city of Ephesus explains belonging to Christ as a divine process radically different from religion. The gospel first tells us the truth about man's desperate state of affairs. It clearly informs us of the fact that man's corrupted nature is void of any ability to please the true living God. Humanity is described as dead in trespasses and sins. This spiritual death produces corrupt and demeaning fruit in every area of man's existence. Its corrupt fruit is manifested at every level of the human mental and emotional spheres. The apostolic message to the believers in Ephesus points to an even more serious human predicament. It is related to the powerful diabolical world and life view that sets destructive patterns for human feelings, thoughts, and actions. The apostle describes it as following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit which is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Friends, that being the case, we are left with no doubt about fallen humanity's natural inability to entertain pure desires or edifying thoughts or works that can bribe or appease the holy, gracious, true living God. All fail. Thus, any religious claim about carrying out certain duties or fulfilling certain saving divine obligations is negated. This truth is clearly revealed by God in Holy Scriptures. It affirms the fact that all religious acts have no saving value. They are controlled by humanity's death in trespasses and sins. Friends, the frank message of God's faithful prophet Isaiah to the Israelite religious establishment is very sharp. In the first chapter of his prophecy, Isaiah said to them, "The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but bruises and sores and raw wounds. They are not pressed out or bound up or softened with oil." Isaiah goes on to reject all their religious efforts and activities. Speaking for the Lord, he says, "What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices? I've had enough of burnt offerings of rams and of the fat of well-fed animals. I do not delight in the blood of bulls, or of lambs, or of goats. Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations, I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Clearly then, both Old Testament and New Testament scriptures leave no doubt that man's religious thoughts and inventions produce no redeeming or saving fruit acceptable to the living, holy God. That's why it is not justifiable at all to identify belonging to Christ with human religiosity. Man is incapable of pleasing God by his own efforts to produce good works. Only the heavenly initiative in Christ, the divine Savior, provides the saving work of true righteousness and holiness that pleases the Lord. The apostolic teaching is clear. God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Friends, the saving redemptive work of Christ was carried out in perfect righteousness. In his immeasurable power of holiness, he overcame sin, Satan, and Satan's demeaning invention of deceptive religious works. As he died the death of his redeemed ones, his resurrection power raised them with him. Freely and graciously, his Spirit endows them with productive new lives. By his free gift of grace, his Spirit not only applies to them salvation, but also recreates them in his own image. Friends, the Bible's apostolic teaching does not present a gospel of dead and useless religious works, but works springing from true saving faith in Christ, gifted by the Holy Spirit. The gospel tells good news to those who cling to Christ. They are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that they should walk in them. Hallelujah.